Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of walk-ons. Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Final hour of the show, always brought to you by Champions Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. In that place right over there will be Kalen DeBoer coming up in a few minutes. That guy over there runs the historic Innis Free. Did you see him last night, Brownie?
I did see him last night.
Don't jump on with us, Trip.
Yeah. Hop on real quick.
Terry's going to have to help you. We know. We got headphones over there, Trip. Headphones over there.
Yeah, I met Trip Rogers, Innis Free fame. Yeah. I met him in the fall of 1990. I forgot what our class was. It was one of those, maybe biology, one of those big four classes you got to take. And this is how old we've gotten. He's wearing wearing a brace to play golf.
I got my new brace on this year.
When I saw Tripp in a knee brace, I was like, oh my God.
26 years in the bar business. It'll wear you out.
Just standing all day.
Yep. Standing all day, helping everybody out. Make sure the customers have fun when they come to Innis Free.
I mean, how much has this town just changed? Specifically talk to Nick Saban taking the job and what it's done, because you guys opened Innis Free in 97, maybe?
May of 98.
98.
In about a 1,000 square foot location down on Greensboro Avenue next to the shirt shop. And at the time, Alabama was, you know, right around 18,000 students. And, you know, Dr. Witt took over and, man, you know, it took off and it's been great. I mean, we go around the country. I can't tell you how many kids and families we've met from all over the country in the last 10 to 15 years. And it's been phenomenal. I mean, I came from Washington, D.C., and I met people down here that didn't even know where Washington, D.C. was, you know, and, you know, it's been phenomenal.
What's wild for you guys, though, is how the reaction videos go viral always from Innis Free.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. Time. I mean, it's, you know.
SNL, too, with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, with Morgan Wallen, which I'm going to see tomorrow in Oxford.
Was he really in there, like, making out
with chicks? He was. So, you know.
You know we're broadcasting, right? He was.
Morgan would probably take throwing chairs off of roofs now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some people make bad mistakes.
You know, one thing we noticed last night, we're at Chuck's, and I pointed this out. I was like, all these 21, 22-year-old girls are drinking bottles of wine. Like, we didn't have money when we were in school. And is this something you've seen since a lot of out-of-state has come in where kids – just run credit cards and spend? Like, I would go out with like $25 and try to make that work.
Oh, yeah.
But now these kids, it seems like they've got unlimited funds.
I don't know. Some of them do, yeah. I mean, if you look at the car selection around campus, you can kind of tell. But, yeah, I mean, and their tastes are different. I mean, they have better, you know, they have higher taste. You know, they want better stuff. So, you know, we carry a lot different things than we used to. You know, we adapt.
Like high-end bourbons?
Oh, yeah. You know, and then you have the other ones that, you know, store drinking the same stuff that
I was drinking.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So, you know, you just have a wider range. And, I mean, you know, we're one of the only colleges that's over doubled in size in the last 20 years, which is unbelievable, you know? And a lot had to do with Saban, you know, which is great. And now we enter a new era with Coach DeBoer, and, you know, it's going to be fun, you know.
Why did you pick Innis Free, the name?
So it's from the Yeats poem, William Yeats. It's called The Lake Isle of Innis Free. And it's about him going, finding his place, escaping the bright lights of the big city and finding his place to relax and have fun.
Where did you encounter
this? Another trip I've never seen before.
Were you sober when you read that?
Actually, we got it from a good friend, Ian Fitzsimmons. Oh, his mom gave it to us.
No,
Fitzsimmons. Well, Ian was one of your partners.
He was.
And then, like, Ian made the mistake of getting out, right?
And exactly. But he's helped us out, you know, as he's gotten bigger. You know, he always gives us a shout out every once in a while.
So Fitzy's mom literally came up.
Yeah.
Because if Fitzy told me that, I would not believe.
I'll back up Ian's story this time.
Okay. Another great story with you is your relationship with Kevin Plank, the founder of Under Armour. And I mean, literally he was selling stuff out of the back of his trunk.
Yeah.
You bought in early, didn't you?
I got in. Unfortunately, I got out early too, which, you know, but you know, But yeah, I mean, yeah, he slept on my couch back on 13th Street when he first came to Tuscaloosa.
So he was busting his ass.
Oh yeah. I mean, literally, I mean, as a story, you know, and we know from growing up together, I mean, he literally was in his last month of business, you know, and it was, you know, he was like, I gave it a run. It happens, you know. Let's go on and do something new.
Yeah, I've heard him tell the story. Yeah. I interviewed him down at the quarterback club a couple of years ago, and he told the story. It is remarkable. I mean, it was basically like, you know, this is the last, I think it was like $900. Last $900 bucks I have.
Yeah.
We're done. You know, once I'm through this $900, I'm done, but I'm going to see it to the end.
Yeah.
I'm not going to quit.
And he has, and now he's back at the helm. So we'll see. Hopefully he can, you know, right the ship and see what happens.
It's a great American company.
It's a tough business.
It is.
I mean, it's the hardest business in the country, retail, you know.
Hey, this guy also knows Keith Wisenhunt and the guys at Ocean City invited to come last year.
Those guys are great, man. We'll be back up for July 4th this year.
Yeah, he goes up and hangs out with Plank up there.
Ocean City. For the week of July 4th, and then we turn around and come back to our home in Orange Beach and for the Blue Angels.
Yeah. Do y'all fish up there?
No, we just go and hang out. We go to Monty's at the Starboard, so... You know,
it's an interesting place.
It is. It's like no other place. It's
a
fun.
Different world.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Going out on the town, I'm about using baseball analogy, I'm about a single A, maybe, you know, low A kind of talent on the town. Ocean City was, I mean, that was an aggressive bunch of
it is.
Hard charging men and women. They drink, they party.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fun time. Fun time.
It was a fun time growing up.
Craziest thing you can tell us you've ever seen at Innisfree.
Oh,
you can tell us. Trip.
You can tell aren't any fun.
No, but the best, you guys have had the surveillance cameras forever.
Yeah.
And just true or false, have you ever seen an employee naked on camera?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not.
I was just asking.
I mean, Trip could trap himself so bad with that answer.
Have you ever? I'll give you one example.
Okay.
Is it wasn't at Innisfree, but it was at another one of our bars at the time. There was a couple, they were going through a divorce or whatever, and I don't even know who they were, but we had it all on video. This guy comes in, gives this girl money. He walks out. This girl walks over to this other girl and just... I mean, clocks her. And then when she's down, kicks her, then runs out, gets in a car, drives off, gets a DUI. And it was just, you can't make it up. Like, the stories that go on.
So your security camera footage was.
Oh, yeah. It was on point. I mean, it was crazy. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's amazing what happened.
How's the rooftop bar going?
The rooftop bar.
Do y'all have rooftop?
No.
Yes. Okay.
Wow. No, I wish.
Okay. I thought they did.
Hey, that's better. He asked that.
Yes, live in the air. Go ahead.
If it, your old man just died, didn't he? And Fitzy was like, nothing. I'm worried.
have you ever met Ian's dad?
Oh, many a times. I met the judge many a time. I met him when I was in high school.
Ian's not a big fan of the judge.
No, they don't. They've crossed ways a little bit. So it happens.
Yeah. He's still alive for the
record. He's still alive. Yeah. Yes. He's still alive.
So. What's your tea time today?
We're on number 10. We got caught up.
Look, here comes the rest of his group. They're like, let's
Nick
go.
Lee. The rest of Team Innisfree right there. The one who runs Innisfree.
We'll let you get back to the golf course.
Y'all have a good one. Everybody. Appreciate it, brothers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank have
you,
a good man. One.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you for all the free taps. We appreciate them.
That is a
sorry trip.
I'm telling if you just good college bar and how they've grown is just, it really is amazing. They got a machine.
They really do.
We talk about our friends at Floor Bama and how they run it. I mean, Tripping the guys and Nick. They do this. And Derek Purdy, shout out to him back in Birmingham.
I was, I
fell through.
I stopped. I made one stop. Yeah, we're going to have to replace this chair, Lance. Was it that way when we started the show?
I don't know. I mean, I know I've gained a little weight.
I think if we get one of those cushions.
Here, let's show everybody what Lance has done to this chair. See if we can see that on camera. We're going big chair? Oh, this is going to be so weird.
Should we put DeBoer in
there? Yeah, we'll put DeBoer in that
give,
one.
Yeah, give the guest the good
deal. Yeah.
Hey, is that real quick? Make sure.
Now, if I break this one, we've got an issue.
Here you go. I'm going to be there. You go. All right, you're good. All right, very good.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Fantastic.
We need to make sure that's not really wet for Coach DeBoer, though. Okay.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break here in a second, and then we'll come back and talk to Kalen DeBoer and finish up the show commercial free there, like we used to do in the Rock Block back in the days. But sunny weather here, and as always, we're here for the Rise Center, and you can help if no matter where you're watching in the country. Just go to this website, risecenter.ua.edu. Risecenter.ua.edu. There's a donate button, easy right there. But also,
you can get details about what the Rice Center does for so many individuals here in the Tuscaloosa area. And really, we want people around the country in their towns to look at the Rice Center and sort of start, you know, adopting what they do here and start their own centers in other cities around the country. It's just a great program they have here, and you can donate and make it successful and continue into the future like it has in the past. RiseCenter.ua.edu, RiseCenter.ua.edu, and hit that donate button there. Greg Byrne with us earlier, podcasted at Spotify and also on Apple Podcasts. When we come back, we'll talk to Alabama head football coach Kalen DeBoer, and we'll discuss some other football news as well until he joins us. We are live here at North River on Tournament of Champions Day. This is The Next Round.
Follow The Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live. This hour of The Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Birmingham, your undefeated Birmingham Stallions return to Protective Stadium on Saturday, April 20th, as they take on the DC Defenders for Throwback Night. Enjoy the Fan Fest, on-field opportunities for the kids, and elite professional football. There's something for fans of all ages. Tickets start at just $22. Buy yours today at theufl.com. With only four home games left this season, don't miss your chance to cheer on your Stallions. Let's pack Protective, Birmingham. Get tickets at theufl.com.
You gotta look your best to play your best, and our friends at Bandwagon can help your team find the perfect uniforms for that upcoming season. Bandwagon is with you every step of the way, from developing your team logo design to choosing from their multitude of samples. You name the sport, they can make it happen. To get your uniform journey started, you can shoot them a message on any social media platform or check out their website, bandwagonsports.com. That's bandwagonsports.com. Next Round listeners, it's time to jump on the bandwagon.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com. There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville. NASCAR is returning to Talladega Super Speedway for the 2024 GEICO 500 weekend, Saturday, April 20th through Sunday, April 21. Guarantee your 2024 GEICO 500 weekend experience today by visiting TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or calling 877-GO-TODEGA. Enhance your race weekend by adding passes to the Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. It is the GEICO 500 weekend, Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st. Guarantee your spot now, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or 877-GO-TODEGA.
If y'all need something else, I'm putting it on my buddy's tab. That's what somebody just told us out here.
I've never
been a country club. Like, I would love to be in a country. I just don't play golf, but like, I've never had one of those numbers that you can just wear out.
I'm not going to give the, I got to be careful here because I can't give the club away or the name, because if I give the name, you might be able to guess the club, but it is somebody somebody associated with the point.
Is this the most brown start to a story you've ever heard?
I just don't want to give it away because then somebody could go to the club and use this number. But I went and played with the son of a member.
Let's see how powerful the next round is. Give it out.
And we'll cover the tab for a month.
No, you don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. And we go in and he gives the number. He goes, what's the number? He goes, 007. I said 007. He goes, my dad was the seventh member here, so it's 007.
Oh, that's
like, that is an awesome club number. Yeah, his number's 007.
Yeah, but it would be impossible for you to use. That jumps out so much to anybody that would be working. They know who.
Probably so.
They'd be like, oh, God, this guy's friends of that guy.
Yeah, but I was like, holy crap, your dad was the seventh member. Yep, my dad was the seventh
member. I mean, look, it would be chintzy at stealing, but I guarantee if you looked the part and walked in and said 513, they're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, 007 is a good course number to have, though.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way,
what?
My mortgage payment or the cost of those boots that she's wearing over there? I don't know. Which is higher, you think? I bet boot costs.
You're going boots?
I'm betting boot costs.
I don't know.
I bet boot costs.
Don't know.
I'll ask her. Cost of those boots or my mortgage, which is higher monthly?
Probably the boots. I like that she owns it. Yeah.
She took a sip of this and she was like, are you a kid drinking a transfusion?
That's my drink.
It's a good golf course drink.
No, transfusion's a golf course drink. Like people that don't play golf don't know what a transfusion
is. This hydrates you.
It's my drink.
Yeah. It's a way
to ginger ale, grape juice, and red bottle.
Some places do it with Sprite. I don't know. We got ginger ale. Some places do it with Sprite.
Very refreshing.
Yeah.
Problem is, I can't pound Redmont vodka all day.
Yeah. Transfusion is a good golf course.
And you and I have. We both have something, which is kind of weird that we're both doing this tonight.
It really is. I'm surprised both of you have done this.
It's the next round, giving back.
Yeah, I am going to be
at, back. You're doing a senior night. You're not donating a kidney.
I'm going to be at Vestavia for Lucy Spisto, Michael Spisto, one of our good friends.
Vestavia what?
Senior year?
It's our senior
year. So you're doing a senior night?
So I am announcing senior night for Vestavia.
What are you doing? You're doing the game right now, batting.
In typical Spisto fashion. He's asked me to come out, but I have no idea what I'm doing.
So I hope you're doing like now batting.
I don't think I'm doing that. I used to do that as a kid. Like,
I've done that before. Yeah.
I think I'm just like announcing the seniors and where they're going to school.
Oh, okay. So you'll be attending university. Yeah. And what are you doing?
I am helping out Moody softball.
Who do you know with Moody softball?
Scott Forrester's daughter's a junior there. So the juniors have to take care of the seniors because usually the senior dads are running everything. So.
Yeah.
Forrester next year will be a senior's dad.
So right.
Somebody will have to take care of him.
Has Forrester told you what you're doing?
I think I'm announcing the seniors coming out to get their flowers with their parents.
Yeah.
Being honored pregame. I don't know yet if I'm hanging around.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what is the obligation? Do we have to hang out?
I don't know. Well, Scott,
I really don't want to hang out for the game.
I will do whatever Forrester wants me to do. If I'm calling the game, I'll call the game.
Well, let's ask Scott. Scott, does Dunaway need to stay and do play by play of the game? Do we need like a spotting chart so Dunaway can do play by play?
That's above my pay grade, but I don't know. Jim, do you want to hang out?
I will hang out as long as I need to hang out.
I love which Forrester.
Means, he doesn't want to.
Forrester, Jim, do you want to hang out? I'm not gonna hang out.
Listen, I hang out with you every morning at 7 at work.
Oh yeah, first one in.
You are my fourth favorite Forrester.
Jim Ratz, all right, first one in. Coach's kid can't get him out of the film room.
You are my fourth favorite Forrester. My chance to hang out with the other three would be fantastic.
My favorite Scott Lyon. Jim, do you want to hang out? No one Dunaway wants to say, but he can't say it.
Brown's trying to encourage me to go by and shower before I come to the softball field. Do I need to shower, Forrester?
I am gonna shower.
Well, you're going to an indoor event.
No.
Well, you think they got a dome at Vestavia?
Well, what? Is it a softball game?
If somebody does, it'd be Vestavia. Hey, is Forrester to Scott? Does Dunaway need to go shower first, you think?
You probably got time.
Yeah. You want to smell like balls and transfusion.
I was trying to get Dunaway to go to lunch with me, and he gave me the typical Dunaway, like, I don't know, Brown, how much time I've got. I got to be at this thing at 4 o'clock.
I just don't think I'm going to shower. I'm going to softball.
See, Forrester will let you off the hook. Spisto will guilt me into staying.
Yeah.
And he hangs a hell of a TV, so I really can't say anything.
I didn't want to shower after golf yesterday.
He does.
I wanted to go golf straight to dinner because there's a thing called pheromones, right? Am I right about this?
Yeah. It's called body odor.
No.
There's no way.
I don't stink. I smell really good.
Yeah, no, you do.
I feel good.
My wife will barely let me hug her when I come home from playing golf.
I don't sweat a lot. I don't sweat a lot.
No, you don't. Dunaway, you don't stink after you play golf.
I don't.
It's ridiculous.
I don't work as hard as you. I only hit it 200 yards at a time.
You hit far more shots than I do.
I do, but they're just short shots. I don't
sweat. No, I think everybody in the sun smells.
Yeah, you stink when you're done playing golf. You should go shower.
I use a great deodorant that smells like the beach.
What great deodorant do you use?
I do occasionally.
Strong enough for a man.
For a woman.
Your pH balance is always off.
What deodorant do you use that's better than a shower?
It's Old Spice, and it's a Fuji blend.
Now, how old are you? You're using Old Spice deodorant?
Oh, it's the best.
Old what do Spice you use? Fruit. I use Speed Stick.
I don't know. I use
Speed Stick. Stinks out of the...
So I used to wear the green, and then I was told it smelled like...
ass.
Patchouli.
Patchouli.
Yeah, so now I use the ocean version of the Speed Stick. Smells good.
I got Gillette, and it spins up, and it's gel, and I think it's called Cool Wave.
Lunsford would tell you if he's by the microphone that I smell really good.
Is Lunsford back there, Rockstar? I want to test this. Is Lunsford available?
He is not.
Oh, he is not. Rockstar, do you think Dunaway smells good?
I don't get near him to smell him.
I mean, there's some people that are just more musky.
That's not me.
I don't get close.
When we were at Odie's the other night, though, the Odie's in Vestavia, or excuse me, the Odie's in Homewood, there was that old man that walked in that was wearing cologne, and everybody within a 15 table radius could smell the guy.
I don't wear cologne.
No, you shouldn't. And I'm like, well, I mean,
would you rather have a little BO or smell like body Axe? I mean, you're going to get dogged out either way, you know?
I think I'd rather smell like Axe than BO.
Yeah, I would too, because at least it says you're putting forth effort and you're clean.
Yeah. Well, with Axe, at least I've tried something, right? I've tried to fix it.
But we need a next round hat right now.
So Caleb DeBoer's without a hat. What's he doing?
Are we not? He's going to burn.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're going to burn that dome.
He's got a hat. He's got a hat. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Because we've all got hats on, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free.
He's daring. He's leaving the hat right now. I would bring the hat.
Yep.
Oh, he's not going to bring the hat.
Yep.
Caleb DeBoer.
You want some spray, some copper tone?
If I'm on here much longer, I might need that. So.
Well, I mean, it's 30 minutes.
30 coach. Minutes.
Yeah. 30 minutes. Yeah. 30 minutes is a long
time.
He
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, Coach.
Hey, how
good
you
to
doing?
See you guys. Yeah.
If you don't remember us, I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
Absolutely.
We were with you at the complex.
$100 bill if you can guess what I'm drinking in this. Mm.
Better not go there.
Yes.
What aren't you drinking, probably? Right?
I was told it's a kiddie drink. It's called a transfusion. You ever heard of one?
No.
Wow.
Not in those terms.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Grape juice and
vodka, Jim?
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale and Redmond vodka. Yeah. Yes.
Charles Barkley's got a vodka. Did you know that?
No.
No.
No. Okay. That's probably going to make it all over the internet now, too, right?
Your golf game. Now we're through spring football. Now you've got to go meet fans at this caravan, and now you got to play in some golf tournaments, a couple of these coming up. You're a former baseball player. What's the golf game like?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's non-existent right now. There was a reason why I just went around and shook hands and didn't take a lot of shots today. So between kids and coaching football and some moves here over the last couple of years, the golf game certainly suffered. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, your ascension has been incredible, but I'm sure you played in some interesting golf tournaments in Seattle. Who is maybe the most interesting or famous person you've ever played with?
Man, yeah, no, there wasn't a lot of time. I didn't get too much into the golf, to be honest with you. So it's just not, I mean, I enjoy it. I love the game. But I can't say that, you know, there's some great coaches, charity type deals, but yeah, I mean,
well, you'll be in Birmingham next month mm-hmm, for Regions, mm-hmm. Right?
I better get practicing up.
Yeah, a lot of people watching, Coach. You're going
to
be in the biggest group.
I don't think
group.
I can slide off to the side like I did today on that one.
Yeah, so, you're going to be in the biggest group.
Yeah.
There'll be people around the fairway.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Pressure will be on. So yeah.
Pressure will be on. We've seen people get their head split open with a golf ball there. Yeah. Before.
He's on T1. He'll be announced.
Yeah.
Can you set him up right now? How you're going to do it?
I don't have a joke about Caleb DeBoer yet. I'll work on something before the event, but it would be something.
What about Mount Rushmore? We know he's been on top of it.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about.
Will he ultimately be
on Mount Rushmore? On the Mount Rushmore college football coaches,
the man who is once on top of the mountain that one day he'll be the face of in college football. Please welcome Alabama coach.
Well, and you're replacing a Mount Rushmore guy, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure.
He sat here last year and did 1 hour with us.
Man, there's just expectations all the time, man. I'm just going to live up to those expectations in every way. An hour. Huh?
We told you last time when we were at your facility, you need to learn how to say no more. Not to us necessarily.
Yeah, not to us. Always yes to us.
Yeah, no, that's this is a great event. This is an awesome.
It is. The Rise of Foundation is amazing. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
We didn't talk any football with you the first time, so we'll talk a little football here. I want to ask you, the guys who came with you from Washington, here, the players. How have they handled the transition? Because it's a transition for you coaches, but it's a transition for the players too. Wide receiver, center, a couple of guys who came and were with you with the Huskies that are now part of this Crimson Tide team. How are they handling the transition?
You know, I think I'm really glad you asked, because, you know, one thing with all of this, this move, and, you know, they're always kind of referred to as your guys, and there's no doubt about it. You know, they're guys that, you know, came in here, and man, I love each one of them, and I have a relationship that's very strong with them. And these guys are, you know, all really good football players, but they've done a great job. I couldn't be more proud of just the way they've really kind of stepped slowly into, you know, trying to be part of the team and not try to come in, you know, with any type of ego. It's not who they are anyway. But they've just really tried to adapt in the ways that they saw fit, you know, here in the program. And their timeline, if you really think about it, I don't know how many people have really processed this. You know, they played on a Monday, traveled back on a Tuesday. By late Wednesday night, I guess my name's floating around. By Thursday, you know, it's going strong, and their world's getting, you know, flipped upside down, you know, and that's the time when you really want to be celebrating, you know, what the season was. I know it came up short, but, you know, within probably, I don't know what the exact number of days was, but within a week for sure, you know, and all the stress and trying to figure things out, not just them, but other guys, you know, they're on an official visit, and, you know, literally it was them flying home and turning around and flying back immediately with their duffel bag, you know, and possessions to start school the next day, you know. And so that was just a lot on them. They just went nonstop, you know. And so I know I'm speaking a lot about these guys, but I really haven't done that much. I'm super proud of them. And there's some special players, but also, even more importantly, just some great young men.
You know, watching Parker Brailsford at center, just tremendous season this past season. And I said a couple of months ago, I think he'll be the first team All-American center coming back. Mm-hmm. Could be wrong on that, but obviously he hasn't been participating right now. I think he's still working out. What is the status right now with Parker?
Yeah, he'll be back with us. He's you know, going through workouts. He's been working out with our strength staff. And so, you know, he's back with, he never left us, you know, just back with us. And I know he wasn't practicing. So, but you know, he'll be full go workouts here this summer. And, you know, it wasn't about really ever wanting to leave or go anywhere. Just, you know, working through some things, you know, with specific to him. And again, it's never anything where you ever got in trouble or anything like that. It's nothing like that. So he's a great young man, great football player, and, you know, played both center. And he actually started the season last year at guard for us, you know, the first few games until some injuries happened. So very versatile when it comes to what his game is all about.
Kalen DeBoer is the Alabama head coach. He's with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline here at North River Yacht Club for the Rise Golf Tournament. What has been, and Greg Byrne told us a story of you going to Walgreens, I think, and then realizing this might not work here.
I tried to go late too.
Yeah.
I tried to go.
So what happened? Was it?
Yeah, it's just, it was early, and I guess your face is always kind of plastered around things, but,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the typical, right? You walk in and it's all good. I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's going to be that way, and it's an honor to be in this position. So, but yeah, it took a little while, a little longer than what you accounted for to get in and out.
Has that been the biggest, oh crap, or not, maybe not oh crap, yeah, but like the biggest eye-opening moment of what it is to be the Alabama football coach?
I mean,
or what, 72,000 at a spring game, yeah, yeah, of practice?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
But no, it's been, you know, I can't say it was a surprise. I think,
yeah,
you know, I had a heads up on that. And certainly it's been awesome. The fans and everyone engaging and wanting to, you know, show their passion and their love and wanting a chance to meet you, shake your hand. It's awesome. You know, yeah, I'm going to embrace that. That's for sure.
Has there been anything yet that you've got here and it hasn't been what you thought it was going to be? Has it all been exactly what you thought it was going to be, or maybe even a little better?
Yeah. I mean, I think it, again, I've done it enough and seen it. And obviously this is a different situation, in a lot of ways, but, it's been something where I can't say there's too many things that have kind of caught me off guard or anything like that. So I got great people around me that give me a heads up on where we're going, who we're meeting, you know, what this, the history of this, you know, even this event right here and what it's all about. So, I've been prepped well, and, it's been good.
I'll tell you, the grass gets a lot better.
at the stadium. I mean, that was just that was a one off. That doesn't usually happen. The grass will be spectacular when you play Western Kentucky.
I know it will be.
You'll think you're walking at Augusta. Western Kentucky.
That's right.
You mentioned you guys came up a little short this year playing for the national championship. Now taking over this program that was in the college football playoff as well. We were talking about expectations. You were talking about them. You know what? What's here? Do you expect to win a national championship in year one?
Yeah,
I mean, he played for one last year.
I'm aware.
I'm just asking. You've got a talented roster, by the way.
This is what will get spread around the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, like, that's what you come here for, right? You come here, and there's going to come a point in time where there's a lot of pressure going into a week or going even into a moment of a game. And, you know, the thing I'm always going to remind the guys of is this is why you came here, you know, and that's why I came here too, you know, is to be a part of that and having those expectations. And, you know, that's what it's been and that's what it needs to be. You know, you try to do everything you can each and every day to make that happen, to live up to that. That's certainly our goal.
You know, in Washington, it's a little different. Like, you had to go undefeated to get to college football playoff. Now with this 12-team playoff in the SEC with a brand like Alabama, you can lose two, maybe three games. I know that probably doesn't change the mentality. You want to win all of these games. But when you look at this, is it a little bit different?
Yeah, I don't think you want to think that way. You know, because when you feel like you got some wiggle room, I mean, that's when it can you got to keep the pedal down and you got to make it about getting better every single game and focusing on that moment. And yeah, I get what you're saying. There is a little bit of that, but you know, if you're really trying to reach the top, you got to find the best path to get there. And
did y'all feel that pressure at Washington though? Like, knowing like we can't lose a game.
There came a point, I think, not the pressure, but we knew what we were up against. I just don't like, you know, having grown up, and I know it's way different. So I'm not comparing it's apples to apples, but when I was at Sioux Falls, I knew we needed to be the number one seed every single year. And the reason was is because there were a lot of other good teams out there. And if we had to go on the road, it would be much different than playing them at home in South Dakota when the wind's howling up and down that field. And it was cold and blizzard conditions sometimes. And, you know, like, the pressure was on then. And you just learn how to not think about it that way and just be in the moment. And that moment might be that game plan, you know, game planning on Monday, that practice on Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday's going to come. Saturday's going to get there. And it's just, again, you know, like it was this last year. I think our guys just focused on that day. And then Saturday comes, and the preparation that comes into that you put into it is what gives you the confidence to go out there and just cut it loose and let it rip. And there was a lot of pressure moments. I don't think, though, that we ever thought about, like, oh, this moment is going to dictate whether we make it to a national championship or even a national semifinal. You know, you're just trying to win that moment, win that game.
I'm interested about some other coaches in the SEC because you're in a calendar year at this event. You're going to move your family here to Tuscaloosa. You're going to do 3A Alabama events, including throwing a fish down at Orange Beach with our friends at the Floribama, which will be fun at Mullet Toss.
They say you fold it in half, if they have told you.
By the way, they'll fold it in half.
Fold it in half and throw it, yeah.
And then you're going to be in Destin at the SEC meetings, the meetings, spring meetings. And you're going to be in a room with the 15 other SEC coaches. Has any of those guys reached out and said, hey, Kalen DeBoer, have you made friends with anybody else in the SEC? I don't know how close the coaching community is, and you're sort of the new guy coming to their group. Has anybody reached out to you?
Well, there's been meetings already that we've had.
Okay.
You know, there was meetings in February, you know, and so, and then I think what, you know, people probably don't understand is that the coaching community, as much as we're supposed to be, you know, beating each other heads in the wall, you know, and things like that, we're trying to make the game better. We're talking through things, and obviously, we got a lot of pride in trying to, you know, do what's best for our conference as we make decisions as head coaches. And, you know, our recommendations that we make, whether it's nationally or just, you know, the SEC, you know, they're important. And so there's a lot of communication that happens behind the scenes, trying to do what's best for our game, trying to, of course, do what's best for our conference. And that, you know, specifically is about, you know, what we also think is best for our individual programs.
Now, I think when this most recent transfer portal opened, a lot of people were watching. Obviously, some guys jumped in between Coach Saban and you and didn't wait to see what played out. And that's fine. I mean, that's their right to do that, obviously. Yeah. I think a lot of people were watching this one to see, what does it say about maybe this team or what you've done that it hasn't been a flood that maybe some people would have predicted?
Yeah, I mean, I would have hoped that it is what we're going through right now. And, of course, we still got a couple weeks left of that. And, you know, things can change. You know, guys are still always trying to figure out their, you know, where they're at in their career. And, but I think we got we're in a great position, considering everything, like you said, that has happened, with major transition. I'm proud of our staff, for developing some relationships. I'm proud of how they've really, helped show guys their role in the team and helped the buy-in to those roles, happen. You know, there's almost 130 guys on our team, you know, and, we're meeting with them individually one-on-one, every single one of them. You know, and so, you know, those are really important meetings that are happening right now.
And I know this will come as a shocker to you, but there were some people in our chat room that think you might be starting their own quarterback right now. So how do you deal with that room? Because that's a unique position, obviously. There's only one guy out there at a time, and you got some talented guys in that room. How do you deal with that room in a transfer portal?
We have four very talented. Yeah. I know that you always go right to who the starter is, but there's some great talent, and I think I can't express the appreciation they have for – just believing in our process and believing in what we're doing. And you see from the beginning of the spring, every single one of those guys improved, becoming more comfortable in the offense. Improving doesn't mean they're perfect. There's a throw here, a throw there that they a read, you know, you can see it in the spring game. I've seen it in the scrimmages, but man, they're all in, they're diving into the playbook, and they believe in the development, that they're going to get in this program. Nick Sheridan's done an amazing job, I think, really trying to, you know, continue to foster the competition amongst the group, but also those guys. It's really neat seeing their relationship and their trust in each other, their belief in each other, and those friendships continue to grow. And so he's done an amazing job, you know, not just with the offense, but with the quarterback room.
You know, a lot of people would say the best organization that never won a Super Bowl is the Buffalo Bills. I think it's the Minnesota Vikings. You grew up a Vikings fan. 1998.
I was at the game.
Oh, were you really?
I was going to ask where you were.
I had missed a kick all year.
Gary Anderson missed that kick.
Missed one all year.
And what was more heartbreaking, that year or when we saw Stephon Diggs with the walk-off, and then you're hosting the Eagles and a backup quarterback in Nick Foles?
You know, I think the 98 one, I was probably a bigger fan because I was living right there, and still in those years when you're, you know, diehard into the NFL pro team. I still, you know, enjoy watching all the teams, but go back to my roots of being a Vikes fan. But
it's a great fan base. I went to the stadium a couple of years ago.
I haven't been
there. Had an incredible time. It's my favorite. I've told these guys, they'll back it up. It's my favorite NFL stadium I've been to. And I've been to a few.
Yeah, we're talking about the Metrodome was when I was there. So I haven't been there since. Been on, you know, out of that area of the country here over the last, you know, 15 years almost now. So, but that was a quiet stadium walking out of there.
That offense seemed unstoppable. So it was
Culpepper,
Randy Moss, Robert Smith from Ohio State was the running back, wasn't he?
Yep.
Chris Carter was still on that team.
And then you had a kicker that had not missed all year. Sorry to pour salt in the wounds. That was a tough one.
And when I was a kid, I remember, I think it was would have been the 87 championship, conference championship, I think, against the Redskins. Is that right? I'm going back.
Yeah.
Is that the strike year?
I believe that was that year.
Yeah.
And I was just young enough.
Tommy Kramer?
I took that one pretty emotional. I was pretty emotional on that one. So that one hit pretty close to the heart there. You know, you're at that age where, like, your passion, you're riding on your team. And I think about those things as I'm speaking even right now. You know, that's what you love about the sports and fan bases and, you know, people being so into it. You know,
do you still get to watch them on Sunday? I know you're watching a lot of film.
I really don't. What you're watching is you're watching cut-ups. Yeah. You're watching clips. And, you know, we subscribe to services where we can pretty much punch in, you know, whatever we want. We can get every red zone touchdown, you know, across the NFL. So that's really what you're watching when it comes to the NFL.
You still pull for them though?
Yeah, I think I always check their scores first more than any other, you know. So
you're always stealing plays though. That's why you're watching.
Always. I mean, that's really really what it's been.
Who do you watch in the NFL that you're like, man, I love that offensive concept?
It's gotta be Sean McVay.
It's gotta be Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins coach,
It's gotta be Andy Reid.
Sean McVay.
You just named almost all of them.
Except Kyle Shanahan.
You'll see bits and pieces of that, all of them in our offense. You know, there's some things we do with routes, intermediate routes and you know, short option routes, you know, that go back to the Buffalo Bills of a few years back, you know, and so Ken Dorsey, who's now with the Cleveland Browns, he was there at that time. So there's a lot of those different type of concepts, and all those guys you just mentioned. We watched a lot of the film.
Yeah, you watched Mike Redenny, like, if I had Tyreek Hill, I could do that, right? Yeah.
There's a lot of Tua film being shown up in Washington last year.
You know, good.
During the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you had great receivers last year. This receiver group. You know, and I brought this up, and a lot of people have. You know, when Alabama was winning championships, they had dominant wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last couple of years, they've had really good receivers, but they haven't had that dominant guy. And at one time, they had, what, four or five guys that were starting in the NFL, yeah. which was just ridiculous. But do you feel like you've got some number one go-to guys this year?
Yeah, I think we're still establishing that. I mean, you know, you saw the spring game, I think, Jeremy Bernard. Has got some special skills, and I think you go on down the line, you know, right there. I mean, all those guys are doing their thing and making plays. You know, you can't just go by the spring game. You know, I really like what K-Law did just when he got his touches in the spring game. He showed his speed, he showed his burst, and it's different. It's special. And so, you know, a lot of these guys are still, I think, timing with the quarterbacks, and we've been rotating the receivers with the ones and the twos for the most part, the guys that would be in the mix. And then we've also, you know, not every drive has been Milroe, you know, because we need to get those other guys action. And so you bump guys up, you know, and Ty's taken a number of series throughout the spring with the ones. And so the timing still is what, you know, really this summer is what they got to work on. And then in the fall, we just got to refine that. And I think that's when you see these guys continue to climb up and excel and become like what you're asking, you know, who's your go-to guy. And I think we do have multiple guys that can do a lot of special things for us on the football field.
We've got a list we're going to do. I have to ask you one more.
I got to go grab it.
One more question.
Okay, go grab it
while I ask him one more football question.
Because this is way too much football for this show.
Yeah.
We do not know this much football.
I'm learning.
But I will ask you this though. People always talk about people who could leave and go somewhere else. Are you a guy who's shopping as well in the portal? Is there the opportunity to, is there a position you're looking maybe to maybe find one or two players during the portal?
Yeah. I mean, we have a couple scholarships. We have a few scholarships left open yet. And so, you know, you're just looking for the right guys, the right fit. You know, I want to be really sensitive to the culture of our team, and you know, you don't want to bring one in and lose two or three because of, you know, how that comes across and how it's perceived. But if it's someone who can really help our program, you're always, you know, got your eyes open and paying attention. And so, again, like I said, we got a few scholarships yet that we could fill. And, you know, we want to take advantage of all that. So, you know, offensive line, just numbers. I mean, when you look at just sheer numbers, offensive line and defensive backs, I've said it now for a couple of weeks,
right?
You could say going back before we even started spring ball, it's not even necessarily about the talent, which, you know, you're always looking for the top talent, but it's about just sheer numbers to practice and to be able to get the competition that you need out there. And then, you know, defensive back wise, those are a lot of your guys that are involved in special teams too, you know, got to run down there and tackle. And so, you know, I love the guys that we have. I'm very confident. You know, we rolled out, you know, when you put up Malachi and Keon out there, and Red did an amazing job, you know, kind of Devontae at the Husky position. I mean, those, and it goes on and on. Those guys did a great job. So it's not even about that. It's just about, you know, bringing in some guys that can help our program, help our team be better, take some snaps here and there on defense, but also give us some depth. And help us out with special teams. And you'd love to have some guys that can continue to come up through the program, can continue to develop. And so
that's right. Not maybe not guys. This year,
yeah.
but
yeah.
2 years.
You're growing your program. Yeah. You know, it's about this team first and foremost, being the best we can be this fall. But you're also really trying to think down, you know, grab some institutional, like, just, you know, growth that can happen in our program.
All right, this is what has turned into our monthly visit with Coach Kalen DeBoer. We used to just go on vacation with the Saban family, so keep that in mind. Coach is with us on the Johnston RV.
And by the way, have you found a house yet?
We did. The family will be moving in about a month.
You want to throw the address out?
I think everyone knows already, so it feels like it. So
we saw the other.
Hey, we showed your picture of your house. We loved your house.
Oh, yeah.
Tough one to part with.
Movers are there right now.
You had a wine cellar too, right?
Yeah.
Not a cellar. Yeah, wine, an area for.
Yeah, wine area.
But you had a lot of open windows.
Don't make I think a cellar, I think.
No, but you know, Damon Heward and Dan Marino have got passing time. Have you had that wine?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's great. It's great wine. You're welcome, Damon. Passing time, got a little pub there.
Brock. Brock does a lot of work with us, so we love Brock.
Brock's great.
He's your number one hype man, by the way.
He told us, man. I've been telling you, the minute the story broke, he's like, home run. Brock is your biggest fan.
The Heward family's been great.
Good people.
They're awesome. Yep. They're great, great friends, too.
All right, we got a list because we've talked way too much football.
Okay, here we go. Last TV show you watched start to finish.
Oh, my gosh. I know that should be really easy, but I mean, the thing I've watched start to finish that I can think of right now would have been the Final Four game. That's not a TV show.
Wow. But that's a show.
I did. I made sure I got a point to sit down.
How much fun was that watching what Nate did?
I loved it. And I just had a chance to sit with him yesterday for a few minutes, and he's busy too. But, man, it was that's a blast when you see these guys, you know, come together. And I mean, he's done some great work here, you know, and asked him a couple of questions about things, you know. I know he's learned a lot from Coach Saban in his time and becoming a better coach, and it was fun, you know, picking his brain on a few things, whether it's about the institution or just you know, how he goes about, you know, his day and things like that.
The new playoff is going to be a little like what he went through. I mean, you're going to have to win multiple games now to get to the championship.
Yeah, that's crazy. But it was fun watching that.
If Alabama had a better basketball play-by-play guy, they would have won the Final Four.
That's what they said. Okay, a little deeper on this one. What do you remember most about your first date with your wife, Nicole?
Well, it wasn't the first date when I was going to say when I proposed to her, but that's what I think about. That's not the first date. That would be jumping into things a little quick.
Do identify talent quickly.
Man, you know.
Do you remember where he went?
Yeah, I mean, it was just always there in Sioux Falls. So, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing with her. Like, I can forever hold up. There was a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, they asked how many years we'd been married, and she kind of had to think about it a little bit, you know? So anything I ever say, I'm always in the clear because I knew right away it was 22 years we'd been married.
Because you knew about football seasons, don't you?
Yeah. 2001, we went to the national championship, right? And so
it's always sport.
The funny thing was we were 6-4 my first year as an offense coordinator at Sioux Falls, and she had just met me and she wasn't familiar with the whole football thing and the expectations there and the wedding date piece. And I'm like, we got to do it December 29th. Okay. Put that out there. And she's like, December 20th. I go, well, the national championship's the 22nd, you know, and we were 6-4 the year before, you know, and she's like, what are we talking about here? You know, we went to the national championship.
Boom. Yeah.
You know, so
that's the expectation.
Busy week and a half there.
Well, you talked about how important the one seed was when you were at Sioux Falls. What is the coldest game you've ever coached in?
There's a couple of them. They would be playoff games at Sioux Falls home field, you know,
and people still show up, right? About,
yeah. I mean, all relative, right? Not 72,000, but it's all relative. I mean, there was a couple games that were the coldest one was probably where it was a little warmer. It was 10 to 15 degrees, but the wind chill, you know, knocked it well below zero.
Never get that here. Do you thank God for that?
I'm good. Yeah, there's
you've had enough of that, right?
A piece of that now
mid-August.
In the end, it's about winning. You find a way to win, and we utilized everything we had there with that. But
I don't know if you've heard, Tuscaloosa is literally one of the hottest
it
is. In the world.
It's like 5 degrees hotter than anywhere else in Alabama.
Yeah, I don't even act like I know what it's going to feel like, because then people just say, you don't even know.
The freaking humidity is incredible down here.
Yeah. Now, this might go back to your wife, Nicole, but one place you guys must visit before you die, is there anything that you just gotta go?
Dollywood.
There's a lot of places that I feel, you know, just
like Nick's in Germany right now. Where are you going?
Did
you say Tahoe?
We've been to Tahoe before, so that was a good one. We were in Fresno State. That was just around the
do you have a passport?
Okay.
I'm just thinking, are you going to get outside of the states?
We have not spent much time. In fact, we've never spent time outside of the country together. So, you know, I've spent some time in a week in Germany just speaking at a clinic and stuff like that. It's always football related, of course. But, I think some of those type of trips are the ones that we certainly, you know, checking out other areas of the world, you know, beyond the United States. So
watching spring practice, you've got a pipeline in Germany right now. So, keep that going.
There you go. Yeah,
just a few more here. First game you ever took your kids to? Do you remember?
First non-coat like something.
I know it's tough to do with your schedule.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
You're talking. Yeah, it would probably be the ones I remember would probably be when we were down at Southern Illinois. So you're talking about like St. Louis and the Cardinals, you know, baseball, a lot of it, you know, wherever we live, there was actually some pretty good baseball when Detroit was doing well, when we lived in Eastern Michigan. So
do you enjoy watching baseball more than football?
I mean, it's kind of the time of the year, you know, where you can kind of get away and do something as a family, you know. I mean, just, you don't go to football games, you know, you really don't, other than your own, you know. So the thing I appreciate, my kids are, I've seen pictures of them, you know, kind of being tense, you know, in the playoff games and things like that. And those big moments come, they really get into it. I appreciate them. They love the not just what I do, but they love the team and support us big time.
Two more. Strangest place you've been recognized. We heard about Walgreens, but.
That was in Tuscaloosa, though.
I think it isn't the strangest place. I mean, you're always going to be recognized in the airport. But, man, I got into an airport one time, wee hours, and I'm like, there's no one here. And there was three people walking down. And, of course, I mean, they're behind me.
Were you, Washington at the time or Alabama?
No, here.
Oh, so it was already Alabama.
I mean, I'm going most recent, you know.
Yeah. So, most recent. So there are three guys behind you. Is it Birmingham Airport?
I was in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Hartsfield?
Yeah. So, I mean, and there's no one. You know, it's like 3 a.m. Yeah. You know, so, and I was like, we're going to be in the clear.
Right.
You know, I got to get to my flight and stuff. And it's about an hour away from an hour and a half. And so, yeah, it was caught me by surprise.
Final one, last fast food restaurant drive through you went through.
I'm pretty close to Arby's right now. So
you been through there?
Yeah, I've been through
there. What do you get at Arby's? Supposed to go through order.
I got a sweet tooth, so I usually some type of like chocolate shake or something like that.
Do you like that Jamocha shake they got?
I've never had that.
Have you not? I'm not a big coffee guy.
Just simple.
Yeah, so chocolate vanilla.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, everyone that knows me knows I got a bad sweet tooth. So,
what's your favorite dessert?
It would be some type of ice cream.
Oh, really?
Any type of ice cream. Yeah, all of it. So,
well, Coach, man, we appreciate you.
What's that? What's that?
No. I didn't mean to react that way. Have you had banana pudding? That's a deep melting.
Oh, yeah. That would be up there. They're all up there.
I know. I'm with you, Coach. So here's the crazy thing. Anytime I eat, like, I immediately crave something sweet. That is dangerous.
I can go all day, and I would, if you told me I got some type of dessert or sweet,
you know,
something that would cater to my sweet tooth. I can wait all day and just wait for that.
It's phenomenal. I love sweets all day. Yeah. But, man,
it's a bad, deal.
But what's your typical workout?
Yeah. that's a short conversation right now. So
are you familiar with the transfer portal?
I got some work in, walking around, the indoor last night, you know, being on the phone. So I guess that's about as
you pace when you're on the phone. I do that all the time.
That's when I feel like that's probably a good thing for me. That's probably seems like I'm standing up a lot when I'm on the phone. Yeah. I guess you're probably right.
Well, we appreciate the time, and this is the sunniest place we'll ever interview you.
That's right.
We'll get you inside most of the other times we interview.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Thank you for supporting the Rise Foundation. We appreciate you so much. He's Kalen DeBoer, and we're the next round. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.